This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. An Israeli airstrike on a school in Gaza has killed at least 80 people. David Doyle from Reuters has more.
Around 100 people died here, Gaza's Hamas-run government said on Saturday, in an Israeli strike. Mahmoud Bathal, a spokesperson for Gaza's civil defense, said thousands of people displaced amid Israel's 10-month assault on the Palestinian enclave had been sheltering in the school compound.
The Israeli occupation forces hit people this morning at dawn when they were getting ready for the dawn prayers.
Israel's military said the death toll was inflated. It said around 20 Hamas and Islamic Jihad militants were operating at the site. Hamas said the strike was a horrific crime and a serious escalation, and that the dead did not include a single combatant.
David Doyle from Reuters. A regional turboprop plane fell into what aviation experts called a flat spin before crashing in a residential neighborhood near Sao Paulo in Brazil on Friday. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
In Brazil, a passenger plane crashed into a residential neighborhood of Vinhedo, a city in São Paulo State, Friday. The airline confirmed all 61 people aboard were killed. One woman who lives near the crash site told reporters there were no victims among the locals, though there was no official confirmation of that. Footage on Globo News showed the plane plunging in a flat spin. The airline says it was an ATR-72 twin-engine turboprop. The Secretary of Public Safety for São Paulo told reporters the plane's black box was recovered and vowed an investigation will determine what happened. It was the deadliest airline crash since January 2023, when 72 people died on board a Yeti Airlines plane in Nepal. I'm Ben Thomas.
For more stories and additional coverage around the world, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russia was fighting intense battles on Saturday against thousands of Ukrainian troops as deep as 20 kilometers inside the Kursk region. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks has more.
Russia has announced what it's called a counter-terrorism operation after Ukraine's incursion into one of its border regions. Moscow hopes the move will increase security where Ukrainian forces caught Russian troops off guard and exposed its military vulnerabilities. The measures announced for the Kursk, Belgorod and Bryansk regions that border Ukraine will allow the government to relocate residents, control phone communications and take possession of vehicles. The Russian Defense Ministry says fighting continues and that the army has conducted airstrikes against Ukrainian forces. Ukraine's raid on Russia is the largest cross-border incursion of the war, and it's raised fears that fighting could spread well beyond Ukraine. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Ukraine's ability to strike military targets deep inside Russia has been hampered by its lack of long-range missiles. It has been appealing to the West to allow it to use Western-supplied weapons for such strikes. South Korea's military says North Korea is again flying balloons likely carrying trash towards the south, adding to a bizarre psychological warfare campaign amid tensions between the war-divided rivals. North Korea in recent weeks has flown more than 2,000 balloons carrying waste paper, cloth scraps, and cigarette butts towards the south in what it has described as a retaliation towards South Korean civilian activists flying anti-Pyongyang propaganda leaflets across the border. Key swing states continue to be the focus of the presidential campaigns in the United States, with Vice President Kamala Harris heading to Nevada on Saturday. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Vice President Kamala Harris continues a barnstorming tour, perhaps catching up for lost time in reaching out to voters.
We are the underdog. We are out in great numbers, but we got a lot of work to do.
Democratic candidate and Vice President Kamala Harris campaigns in Nevada today with her new running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. Yesterday was battleground Arizona.
We fight for the future.
Donald Trump rallied for a Senate candidate in Montana Friday night after his flight was delayed by a mechanical issue.
I know Montana better than you know, but I was all over your state today.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
A landslide at a landfill in Uganda's capital, Kampala, has killed 8 people, the city's authority said on Saturday. The incident happened late Friday after heavy rainfall when sections of the landfill collapsed, covering some nearby houses. Ugandan media reported 14 people have been rescued. For news 24 hours a day, go to voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti. VOA News.